Blog Talk Radio.
You know Randy Zachary? Remember him?
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here another week. And today I'm really excited to go over what we're going to go over today. And we're not going to split the show up. We're going to just do it, roll right through it. So I hope everybody's enjoying this time of year, wherever you are. Most of the areas have summer, some not. And today, we're going to really dig into a lot of real estate issues today. And our guest today is Lynn Rose. She's CEO of Launch You Now and the Power of Wow, Breakthrough Performance. You can listen in. You're going to get inspired, motivated. And how do you make your plan happen? How are you showing up? Lynn, as a media strategist, marketing expert, and award-winning entertainer, she is the go-to catalyst for getting your organization to world-class performance. She's also been contracted by entrepreneurs to help constantly launch or massively elevate their expert platform. Known for her success in front and behind the scenes, through the years she has personally spoken or performed for millions of people around the world and helped others make their own successful global impact as well. As an entertainer, she's opened for Jay Leno, Maria Carey. Can you believe I botched that up? Whoa. Myra Carey. I can't believe I did that. Sheryl Crow, one of those days, and more hosted countless TV shows here and internationally, including having her own nationally syndicated radio show on the Personal Achievement Radio Network, interviewing the greats. She's been seen on CBS, ABC, NBC, Sony Studios, and W Magazine. Lynn's launch, You Now Media and Marketing Done For You service, has helped countless entrepreneurs, realtors, and small business owners get launched to leading expert status in their industry. Her expertise, guidance, and getting it done for her clients has helped them become number one, best-selling authors to expert hosts of national TV shows to becoming six or seven, figure business record businesses in record time. That's amazing. And ready to help you get, so you can get fast-tracked for success and get your platform launched and positioned to leading status too. Her clients, boy, this is amazing, will include CEOs, celebrities, and entrepreneurs. In her keynotes at Fortune 500 companies and associations, she empowers entrepreneurs in a fun, interactive, motivating, and unforgettable way to step up, stand out, and powerfully achieve their goals in business and life. I personally remember seeing you, Lynn, on with Mark Victor Hansen, and I mean, there were, I don't know, hundreds of people there, and you were definitely on fire and got everybody else on fire. So this is get ready to be fired up, inspired, leaping into action, ready to create wow results in game-changing ways in the next 90 days. Well, I can't wait to see what we're going to hear in the next 40 minutes here, the next hour. Welcome. Without further ado, welcome Lynn Rose. How are you?
Woo! I'm so good. I brought my own applause. I wanted to give it to you.
I bossed that one up today. I'm tongue-tied today. I don't know what it is. It must be the end of summer weather here. But
It happens to all of us. But it's so great to be able to be here and be able to share. But I just love being able to share, and especially with your peeps, and we have known each other for a long time. So it's really wonderful to be able to connect.
Thank you. You are amazing. You're just such a performer. You know how to, you just, everybody has to learn how to not to present, to make get goals, and to do it. You've done all of the above, and that's what I love about what you're teaching everybody to do. I mean, you've done it all, and you're a true expert in your field. I know in real estate we have these hours and hours and hours of to become an expert, and you've done it in your field. So tell us a little bit. Tell us about your background a little bit, because I would love everyone online to hear and bring it to the forefront. But we talked about your introduction, but how you did,
Yeah. And, you know, I'll say it in the context of how that's going to apply to you, the listener, to you who's tuning in going, okay, how can I be more motivated so I can get out there and make even better results? Or how can I specifically, what actions can I take as a small business owner, which is what you are when you are in real estate? I'll be able to share that coming from that context. So it's not like this is all about Lynn Rose Hour. This is about you guys listening. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's just that what you've done, I mean, I think it helps a lot of people to see where, you know, how to get to the next point. But let's go for you. Yep.
So as you heard, if you were listening to the intro, and Natalie is aware, I have a varied background that includes in front of the scenes in very visible ways and behind the scenes. And I guess it's because I like to be busy. It's also, all my life I have just loved performing, but also really loved and craved personal growth. And it's interesting to see how those paths have played out in my life. And as I then kind of transitioned my career in the entertainment industry to then, you know, got a nationally syndicated radio show on personal achievement and got to work with these greats that I had always looked up to or been inspired by or learned from. And then I got to be mentored by a lot of them and learned about marketing and learned about how you establish yourself and position yourself. I started creating my own programs, as you know, back in 2003, already so long ago, but the goal.
Can you believe it?
I know. It's so amazing how long ago it was. But it was taking the best of the best that I had learned from folks like Brian Tracy or Zig Ziglar or Tony Robbins that I, you know, got to interview and have on the show, and through my own filter, coming up with a system that helps you get to your goals with focus, ease, and fun. And then from there, created a program called The Wow Factor that I did for over 10 years. And that I worked with a lot of, you know, CEOs and celebrities and experts on that one. And it was really a speaking from the inside out and would apply towards whether it's connecting with your client or you're doing a presentation or certainly if you're a speaker or doing videos. And then I really realized, and this is why this whole path has kind of taken a huge scope, well, let's see, I understand media backwards and forwards from being in it for all my life, from both in front of and behind the scenes. I understand marketing. I also understand entrepreneurs and, you know, how hard we have to work because we're running our own business. And you have got to be able to connect with your potential target market or a potential client or prospect in a way that you become the obvious choice, in a way that they want to work with you. And how can you have an engine that supports you? And in today's technology, today's market, there's so many ways you can get positioned head and shoulders above your competition if you know what to do, if you know what kind of media to put out there, if you know how to message what you do, if you know how to connect. So I filled that gap, and as a result, that's, you know, from what everyone heard there, that's how I've been able to work with folks and some of what we're going to talk to you today. So I'd love to address some specific ideas that people can take, those who are listening, you can take with you and apply to your business. And that also includes, though, mindset, because mindset is the engine that drives everything. And even if you already have a powerhouse mindset, whatever ways we can continue to tweak and expand, the better, right? So,
right.
Ta-da.
I love it. But what you've done, going back to, I remember the goal getter because I went through some of that with way years ago. And the basics still work today. They still work in everything that you're doing and all the steps, like starting out from day one and what you do and how you create it. And so, do you feel you're the expert, but do you feel that there's just too much thrown at us today with all this social networking, or do you feel that you can position it in a way, like you said, to stand out from the rest, but be, without feeling total overwhelm?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're all overwhelmed because, yes, we are getting inundated at every turn from advertising, from social media now that has just completely infiltrated our lives. It's been very
right.
positive, and also it can be very cluttering in one's life and consciousness. But you can leverage that to your advantage when you can know how to really have yourself stand out. And so actually in today's times and the way technology is, it's giving the power back to the people. And granted, that has pluses and minuses because then there's people using it irresponsibly or inundating others with junk. Or you can be using it in very positive ways that's getting your valuable business and service in front of the right people, that's being able to potentially spread positive messages depending what it is that you do. What I think would be great right now for those listening, and hey, you and me, let's think about right now between now and the next 90 days. In fact, if you want to say now and the end of the year, because that's just a little bit over 90 days, right?
I'm going to get my notes.
Think about.
Okay,
yeah,
yep,
go get those notes, girl. Go get them.
I love it. I love it.
That's great. It's like, what would be a game changer for you to have happen in 90 days from now? And, you know, as I say 90 days, you can think 90 days or think end of the year, whatever works for you. All right, but in 90
okay.
days from now, what would really up-level how you're living your life, how you're feeling about your life, and your business? So both sides of the coin. Because we've got to realize we're not in business just so that we can be busy and or make money. Now, money gets to be the fuel and the energy for all that we love to do and how we can give back and lifestyles that we might like or all sorts of wonderful things. But if we are working in a frenetic way that isn't nurturing, you know, the lifestyle we're trying to maintain, then what's the point? So you really want to make sure you're coming at it from both sides, the internal and the external. Okay, and we're going to do that in this hour, okay? So think about those next 90 days. Now, what specifically, think at least one internal type of way you'd be feeling and one external. So maybe external is that you have closed XYZ amount of business, all right, whatever that might be, or that you finally up-leveled your materials that position you in your market. When I say materials, I mean the video that you have out there that presents your company and what you do, or your site. And all of these things matter. Well, because of what I do with Launch You Now, and I'm going to come back to where we're going to go with the 90 days, but I want to give a little more context around this. Because of what I do with Launch You Now, I have seen the exact same person in business, same expertise, same everything, and because we take where they were, they maybe had – you know, a falling apart site, they didn't really have a proper video, their messaging was all over the place, wasn't clear, and then we got to make them look like the superstar, you know, with the video and the clear message about what their unique way that they can serve is or what they bring to the table and make them connect with who's watching it and make their materials look like just, you know, first class and make sense to whoever that potential client is. The shift in their business is massive, and even in their own confidence about who they are, and the ease now as they reach out and show people. And we got to understand that people, unless they just met you at a bar, you know, or a grocery store, and that happens too. Otherwise, they're going off of what they see on your site or your business card or a video that you put in front of them, etc. So yes, it can be a referral type of business. But at the same time, then they go to look you up, and if your materials aren't matching, it might have them then take a couple steps back or not follow through. And you want your materials to be working for you. In fact, do the work for you, you know? So that might, your 90-day
goal save a lot of time, right.
include, your 90-day goal might include getting that at that level in whatever way you do because of the difference that's going to make for your business every moment forward from there. Okay, so whatever that is externally, thinking of what that is. And now let's look at a process that is so simple. But it's, I guarantee you, it creates the container, if you will. It creates the space for being able to come up with even more creative solutions, being able to think even more positively so you make better choices, being able to communicate from a much more higher elevated place when you're dealing with clients or maybe dealing with, let's say, difficult vendors, you know, whatever it might be.
Right.
And so we're gonna first come at that internal place. And is that all right, Natalie? Because you were saying you talk about motivation and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Right?
This is great. This is wonderful.
Okay. So one of the and if you want to talk a little bit too, I don't want to like hog you.
No, go for it. I'm enjoying this. I'm taking my notes.
Okay, that's great. So this is one of the daily practices that we had in the Goal Getter, actually, and one of the things that I learned from some of the greats back in the day, and I actually am now taking this back on myself because I realize the power of how this works when you intentionally work it. And the thing is, we all know better, but we don't do it. And by the way, I have a 90-day mastermind where we work. It's a small group of people. We do this daily practice together. We have our 90-day goals, and we even support each other in a private group and once a week meeting live and interacting and really holding the space. And literally, it's kind of like Goal Getter except for 90 days, right? And literally, the miracles that have already happened just within the first month for folks. So I want people to understand the power of this daily practice if you put it in action. So they're very simple, but they will make all the difference for you. And I'm going to say the first two in more broad stroke and then go deeper into the third, okay? So
okay.
There's three things.
Mm-hmm.
So the first, it may sound simplistic, but when I explain a little bit deeper, hopefully people can start to understand. But the first is gratitude. And some people already truly actively practice gratitude, not meaning that they go around with a grateful heart, which is wonderful, you know. But there's a thing when you do intentional gratitude. And what that means is you start your day off before you get out of bed and think of seven things you are grateful for. Really tune. In fact, do that right now. Just tune in right now. Seven things that you're grateful for, and think of what you're grateful for and why. And if it's a challenging time, and we all go through our challenges, that's part of being alive, part of being in life, then think of, I'm grateful for the bird that sang outside my window this morning because it reminded me how rich planet Earth is and all the life that is there, and its sweet song, you know, lifted my heart a little bit. So you want to think about what you're grateful for and why. And you do those seven things. And then you want to do that at night as well before you go to bed because then that's putting you into that space. Now, why is that important? It is proven by science now. And there's something remarkable. I wish I had my figures in front of me right now, but like a 25% up-leveling of people's effectiveness and productivity and even
it makes
their
sense.
Being
yeah.
lifting out of depression and all sorts of facts that even raises your hemoglobin by practicing gratitude. But another aspect, look at it, take it out of the woo-woo and take it into the you-you. And
it's a good way to put it because I meditate and I pray and I'm always, it might be gratitude. And right, you say take it out of the woo-woo and put it, that makes sense because different people have different beliefs and backgrounds and wow. Yeah,
because gratitude, what's going on with that is it's focusing, it's forcing you to focus on what is working in your life rather than focusing on what isn't. And too often, if we're not careful, we'll get hooked into that default of, you know, judging, oh, God, I need to be doing this, or why that person doing that, and we're get kind of in this underneath the surface, ongoing gerbil wheel of stress and judgments that are just, you know,
the mind games. The chatter and the mind games. And, you know, one thing I find interesting when people are switching and making changes and they can go, oh, what, I should have done this or done that, or they're beating themselves up for where they didn't get to, they thought they would, and it's just wonderful. So that kind of clears the cobwebs out, right? It kind of forces you to to be thankful and stop getting in the way of the past or what's not really productive for now.
It is an amazing shifter in such a short period of time. If you truly actively, you can't do it just by rote. You have to truly stop, take a breath, breathe in, and allow yourself, just like put to the side for a moment that monkey mind, and allow yourself to tune into what you're grateful for. When you do that, you are now building the muscle. You're creating new neural pathways, too. And so you're now, in a way, moving yourself out of those old grooves of the negative mind chatter and starting to create new grooves and build that muscle. And that's so important. So and even throughout the day, as you come up against stress or something going on, instead of allowing yourself to go down that wormhole of being upset or worrying or getting caught in it, you can take a breath and stop and remember again what you're grateful for and use that as a way to shift. And if you do this in the morning, catch it along the way throughout the day and at night, that alone is huge in how it starts shifting your perspective about yourself, about your business, and about life.
I love what you say about the neuropathways, and it really does work, and it starts creating and recreating, doesn't it? I had the opportunity, I say counsel, but not counseling, but in our industry, we end up running into a lot of situations where people maybe are going down the rabbit hole or in different situations just because we get close to our clients, customers, and we know, you know, the people. And I had an opportunity last Friday to talk with someone for 45 minutes and sharing because I've been, you know, been there. And she was definitely, she was saying, I'm poor, I'm going to always be poor. And it was, I had to talk to her, and it's like, no, you're not poor. You know, broke is something different than poor. Poor is a mindset. We're all so wealthy. We have our health. That's more than all the money in the world, right? So I feel a lot of people, when they're getting into these situations, they it's easy for them to start getting into that negative chatter and all those things you're talking about. So this is amazing. So it's proven, huh? Yep.
Oh, it's proven. And let me just, you know, you and I had a talk before this radio show. I'm in the midst of 3 tax year audits at once.
Ugh.
And it brought to a grinding, screeching halt my business because I had to give everything I could to focus on it. I would contemplated just letting it go, except it was almost into the 6 figures what the IRS was saying they wanted from me.
Mm.
And so I'm like, okay.
You can't let that
going
go.
I'm going to combat this, and then also come to find out that if you don't actually properly address an audit, it then sets you up for ongoing audits. So I'm like, okay, let's just tackle this puppy. And and I had to hire a new CPA, and now I'm having issues with that one. You know, a lot of different stories. And, you know, I'm not someone who enjoys diving inside numbers. I'm very creative. I get crowds of thousands on their feet and on fire, inspired and leaping into action. And
I've seen it. You're amazing. Exactly. that detailed stuff. No.
Oh, what? Ugh. But it became like literally sometimes there were days when it was like I had to because of deadlines, and I more recently had to as well, just for one that got delivered today. But I would go around the clock, inside the numbers, set the timer for a little period of time, get that little chunk done, now set the timer for the next one. You know, I just to keep myself going, sleep for 3 hours, get up and do it again nonstop. For 5
wow.
days in a row, I had to do that at one point. So one of the things, though, that kept me going because I could feel coming up inside me was wanting me to get upset and rail against the gods and poor me or just give up. Or, you know, cry my eyes out or whatever it might be. You know, believe me, part of me definitely wanted to do that or just be angry and beat the pillow. And it doesn't mean that sometimes I didn't have some of that angst come up and pass through.
And sometimes crying a little bit is okay. I do get back to it. Yeah.
It is. It releases it. Exactly. But what kept me going was I said, I am going to use this. I'm going to use this as fuel. I'm going to have this make me better.
Mm.
Yes, I have to move to the tough stuff right now. But what can I learn from this? And I'm going to take everything I can get that I can learn from this. I'm going to learn about Excel spreadsheets more than I ever knew in my life. I'm going to learn about my numbers and take ownership and possession of them like I never have in my life before. I'm going to show what I'm capable of beyond what I ever thought I was capable of. And I also kept thinking about what I'm grateful for to help me remember that my whole life wasn't only about this challenge that had taken over my life for the past 3 months. And by being grateful about, oh, my grandma, who's 100 years old, whom I love more than anyone
wow.
in the world, and her beautiful spirit, and I think about her, and it would lift me up, and I think about, look outdoors, I'd step outside for a moment, and just tune into nature and breathe in and be reminded about, you know, all the beauty in life that's still there. And it's all around us. We just end up shutting it out because we get so consumed or caught up in our own little swirl.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I want to make sure I get to these other helpful aspects, too, because I could talk about this forever. But
it's all helpful. It makes so much sense. It's a real-life stuff. Okay.
It is, yeah. So then the next one, and this actually really is very can be difficult, and just watch or notice or observe, and that is to actively practice non-judgment. And that means of yourself mm-hmm. and of others. So you want to catch it as it's coming up and then let it go and shift it. And that means you might be judging yourself going, gosh, dang it, I got a Dunlop. A Dunlop's what they call that little bit of your belly that hangs over your belt. It Dunlops over your belt. Anyway, you know, you can say, Dunlop
okay.
off. You know, right? Okay, what good is that going to do to be beating yourself up for that? Or I shouldn't have done this. Or why does that person look like that? You don't even realize underneath the surface how our mind is going off, creating all these little judgments. And there, it's almost this protective force to keep us from really truly connecting to who we are and what's ahead of us. And if we allow that to move past, it's going to create far better space to have a broader perspective of what's possible, to be able to stay open to other solutions that could be there for you, to also start being able to relate to yourself from a place of appreciation and a place of possibility rather than cracking the whip. And right. So that,
We have to love ourselves and then love others and forgive others, which is a difficult thing to do. And it just, it makes sense. Yeah.
But when we say that and when we hear that, our brain hears it from an automatic listening place and shuts it down. It's hard to process, love ourselves and love others. Yeah, I've heard that's in the Bible, whatever. You know, it's really hard to take that on for some. Some others it isn't, and God bless them. But, you know, what is best is if you think about, for your own sake, to release the judgment. I'm not saying discernment. It's important to recognize, okay, this person is trying to take advantage of me, but look at it from a non-emotional place about it, and I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to stand up and have my boundaries. So it doesn't mean, okay, go ahead and walk all over me. I'm non-judgmental. No, it's not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying just watch the kind of judgments that are, I mean, you may be watching, looking outside, people watching, and not even realizing you'll catch all of a sudden. You're judging this person for what they're wearing. You're judging, oh, they shouldn't have that sign hanging that way. And even if you are quote-unquote right, what good does that do? You know, take yourself outside of that. Instead, look at what you can acknowledge or be grateful for, and you're going to start building up a different kind of mindset that will be attracting as opposed to repelling, will be nurturing for you, and will actually fuel you instead of hindering you. Now, the third thing, and this is all leads up to this, and these are about micro acknowledgments. So shift the judgment into acknowledgement. And the micro acknowledgements are really what count. And what I mean by that is you want to build up the muscle of now acknowledging yourself. And yes, that can include loving yourself, but I mean acknowledging yourself, because how often do we do it? We crack the whip. We work so hard.
We do.
We achieve what we've been working at, and now we just go on to the next thing. And we're not even getting the reward for feeling good for what we, you know, how hard we worked or whatever we had to do to make something happen. So the micro acknowledgments, though, goes beyond just now acknowledging some big achievement. It's acknowledging in all the smallest of ways, and that builds up and adds up. And that's also scientifically proven and what that's able to do in shifting the neural pathways as well, but also in your relationship to yourself. And it's going to start opening up that possibility of loving yourself if you have, you know, and of raising your self-worth and everything. Now, let me give you a little quick story around micro-acknowledgments, if I may. And I think by now we're all aware of the power of gamification. They have found even in education, if you are teaching the little ones and you teach them from a place where you have it more at, in a gamified way, where they get points. So, you know, for instance, Peter Diamandis of XPRIZE and just brilliant man who's partners with Branson and all the other greats. He was talking about an education system. And we have a broken system where you start at A, and then anything less than 100%, now it starts to go down to A minus or B and down to maybe F. And if they started the other way around, you start at zero, and then you're gamifying your way, getting points for every little achievement or every little plus that you do to work your way up, that the result of the kids' motivation for what they want to achieve, how they show up for themselves, is vastly different. And right. And even for ourselves. So my cousin realized, her little girl, who's also my cousin, I guess, second cousin, whatever you call that when they're the child of your cousin. And she's a lovely 8-year-old. And she, though, however, just doesn't want to get out of bed, doesn't want to brush her teeth, doesn't, you know, want to do anything, wants mommy to do it for her. And so my cousin thought, to motivate her, she created a chart. And the chart was for her to check off and get little gold stars for all the simplest of things. Getting out of bed, check mark. Brushing your teeth, check mark. Putting on your clothes, check mark. You know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And from the first day, the 8-year-old was excited, couldn't wait, was getting all the check marks, was looking for other things to get check marks. She took out the trash just so she could create it and have a check mark, you know, looking for ways. And we as adults, same thing. When we start now micro-acknowledging ourselves, we start building that muscle of now really stepping into that place and getting all the more motivated in moving forward instead of feeling like we're cracking the whip and having to bear the burden of that.
I love it. I love it. We need to give ourselves credit for the baby steps, for everything and anything we're doing, right? Everything, instead of focusing on that negative thing that we just harp on, right? We just need to get rid of it.
Right. So acknowledge that. Okay. I mean, I acknowledge myself. I called in time before
love
the
it.
Show. Yeah. Maybe it would have been 5 minutes early. It would have been great. I was sending off the email to you, so it was 3 minutes early. Now, I could beat myself up that I came in 3 minutes early instead of 5 minutes early. Tell me how that's going to help.
Oh, no.
Right? At a micro level, this is important. But if instead I acknowledge myself and I go, hey, I showed up and before the call.
Amazing.
I'm on the call with you now. I go to step outside to go jogging, let's say. I suit up. I put my shoes on. Maybe I don't go for a jog. Instead, I walk. But I acknowledge myself that I put on those shoes and I stepped outside. I acknowledge myself that I then went ahead and walked. It's shifting how we relate to ourselves. And it actually, you start looking then for what you're doing right as opposed to everything that you're doing wrong and need to change or isn't enough. It really shifts that conversation. And so you want
Absolutely.
To do that in the morning, and you want to do that at night before you go to bed. You think about what you're grateful for, and you also go throughout your day. And what do you want to acknowledge yourself from throughout the day? I acknowledge myself that I wrote to 10 prospects. I acknowledge myself that I took a little break and let myself take an hour to walk outside. I acknowledge whatever it might be. And that is huge in how that's going to help drive you in your business too.
Absolutely. It makes so much sense. It's funny how the negative emotions will attract negative and the positive do attract positive, and we start seeing it and starting to feel peace. It seems that we all want peace, right? And we want to be able to get to the next step and go. And it feels like such a breath of fresh air, what you're saying. It really does.
I'm so glad. So we do this in our 90-day group. We have the daily practice of taking on, and you want to do it all within a spirit of play. When you allow yourself to play, that also opens up possibility instead of creating constriction. And sometimes it's hard because we feel like if we allow ourselves to play, we'll be vulnerable. We're like, no. With the spirit of play, it allows so much more. So you do the gratitude in the morning. along the way as it shows up, or if you want to shift where you are and how you're feeling. And at the end of the night, before you go to sleep, you also do micro acknowledgments. At the end of the night, think throughout the day what you want to acknowledge yourself, and along the way throughout the day if you can, and practice non-judgment. Shift it. And in 90 days, what could be possible if you took this practice on every day? And the thing is, we know better, we know enough, but to what degree do you actually practice it? And that's why in this 90-day mastermind, that's one of our practices that we do. We hold each other accountable for. We share the wins. We share what we're seeing. Trust me, hopefully those who are listening, you guys, if you take this on even just the next week, just commit to the next 7 days and see what opens up for you. It's so powerful. So I also want to make sure, though, in this time that we have, I can share some business aspects of what folks can know about getting themselves positioned even better and share that as well. But anyway,
can
I
you share your contact information right now? We also, everybody knows that they email on this that listens. They can email radio at Realty Universal or go to realtyuniversal.com. But I'd love you to share yours too right now, that we'll give them the information as well. Okay.
Absolutely. So lynnrose.com, lynnrose.com. When you go there, there's a whole bunch of free goodies I give, of course. And you'll see, I mean, I do big events. I just opened up for Deepak Chopra and 2,000 people, Opryland, last May, and did MDRT, Million Dollar Roundtable for Financial Professionals. So I love being out there in front of the scenes, but I really do love supporting behind the scenes in this way as well. By the way, if you want to see anything about the 90-Day Mastermind, you can go to wowyourlife.com. And that's, I've only had out that particular access to it has been from people that were just on my list, but I'm making that available for your folks. So.
Oh, fantastic.
So there you go. wowyourlife.com. So let's also talk now about, if that's cool with you, Natalie, to talk about
absolutely
for your realtors
that.
Here.
Loving that.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So one of my favorite success stories, when I do presentations on this, I will show before and afters, and I wish we could, except we're on radio, so that's not going to work. I'll tell you what, though, you can see a bunch.
We can picture
see a bunch of, right, but I'll tell you where to go see a bunch of before and afters, and you'll even hear this whole conversation I'm about to give in much further depth, but and it's free, and it's at thewowpackage.com, thewowpackage.com. So it's like an hour and a half in depth there. And I think this gal I'm about to talk to you about is included in that one. I'm pretty sure she did commercial real estate, and she tended to work with, you know, high-end bankers. And she realized, and this was what, 5 years ago, actually, she was one of my first clients as I started moving into this arena. She had realized that she wanted to take advantage of being online and what you can, how you can leverage that arena and have a video that well represents what she's about and what she does. And she paid thousands of dollars to go into a studio and created this video. And unfortunately, if anything, even though it was well shot, it would have been repellent to the bankers,
really,
the people she'd work with. Yes, because she looked lovely, but she barely had a smile on her face. She was nervous, understandably. A lot of people get nervous in front of the camera or under pressure when you've got so much riding on something, which is part of one of my things that I know how to work with people and shift them from nerves into excitement and get them to come to life on camera, which I love, which is part of what you see with her. And also her messaging just fell flat. And at the end, she almost just looks angry. You don't understand why you want to work with her. So she came to me, and then we shifted what her messaging was, and I worked with her on how she translated on camera. And then that one has so much energy. Her presence comes to life. You feel her heart, and the message is clear what she can do for you. And the and it's just night and day. The people look at that and go, oh, my gosh, that difference. So when you're doing a video, whether it's going to be professional or if you're even doing one on the fly, which you should do lots of those, on Facebook live stream now. Yeah, mm-hmm. put them on YouTube. Facebook live stream, though, you should be using that like crazy. Take them inside the homes that you're selling and talk them, and take them live and kind of in an excited, fun, playful way. That might not even be your style, but in whatever excited, fun, playful way that would translate through you in your style. I don't mean you, Natalie. I mean you.
I know. No, that sounds great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
You know,
because
I already know you're. Yeah, but you want to elevate it that way or otherwise. People, because people are not just buying your service or product, they're buying you, especially as a realtor, especially as an expert or a speaker, author, coach, you know, they know they're going to be in your energy as they work. They want to, like, I hired a bookkeeper recently, and one of the best things about her is her spirit and working with her, because she reassures me. Because as I talk with her, I don't feel so heavy or burdened. I feel lighter in working with her. And I trust her. And trust is so huge. And so I wasn't just buying her getting the numbers right. I was buying her, you know?
That makes sense. Yeah, exactly.
Real important that everyone remember that. And that super translates on video. And so you want your video to be the magnet, not the repellent. And it really will be when you know how to use it the right way. And speaking of a magnet, one of the things that I've been doing for clients that is works like a charm is what we call the calling card video. And this is like that overarching messaged video that demonstrates your unique approach and philosophy. It showcases your wins and success stories, how you care, your background. It's basically lets them get the full sense of who you are and what you offer, why they should work with you, et cetera. And you want to do it in a way that you look professionally shot and well done, so it positions you highly. And also, if you do it in a way that is messaged to really get your unique point across and also keep their attention and bring your personality into it, I mean, it's magnetizing. Now,
how many minutes do you think they should be? Do you think they should be shorter than longer because you're going to narrow down your message and people's attention span now is so short, or if it's a calling card video, can it be longer?
So it really depends how you use it. If you want to do an abbreviated version that's a minute long and then you have a longer version that goes into depth, you can do that. I've done that for people. I've seen that. If you can get it all within a minute, that's great. But I have two of my clients. In fact, we did one that was 2.5 minutes and then a different client that we did that was probably closer to 4. But their first 30 – what counts most is that those first 30 seconds could be all they mm-hmm. have to see and they get it. And when I do my presentations, I only show the first 30 seconds of both those different clients, and people are floored because you get it all within the first 30 seconds. The rest beyond that is just going deeper with it. So you know you nail those first 30 seconds, and then you can take, you know, another few minutes if you want to go in further depth because you've got their attention and you've got their interest. So it's really up to you how you want to do it.
Love it.
But I can say, you know, I worked with a 77-year-old, and I'd seen him in the seminar circuit for 10 years getting nowhere. And he knew, you know, he was a financial professional, but he wanted to also be out there as an expert and, you know, write a book and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And he had all these different things he wanted to do. And I said, just have one arena they're going to come to you through. And he was in the middle of writing a book about ageless attitude, which he totally had. I said, use that. Let's bring that to life because you got this great personality. And then he comes in and goes, and we're shooting the video, and he's all trying to be all expert-like. And let me just say this to your realtor.
It kind of still.
Knock it off. Knock it off. Be you. Get
Let's
rid of
steal
this
your spirit.
Voice. Yeah. I mean, I think realtors get that more than most. But, I mean, you get that it's about relationships. So you want to create that rapport. You let your personality pour through. The authority or the credibility will be there by what you say and what you demonstrate, not by you showing that you're an expert by being all serious. You know, so.
So stiff, yeah, really. I always liken it to when you get, you know, I tell them in trainings that when you're going into a restaurant, if the waiter or waitress was rude and not personable, how would you feel? You know, it's not a good. And,
yes.
It's just, you know, it's going to be a good atmosphere, a good feeling. And I guess people get nervous to do that, but they need to learn, and that's what you know, to lighten up. It's kinda,
yeah, well said. That's a really good point. That makes a good sense, too, that your tip's going to depend on what degree you really felt that the person cared and was there for you and how they
Well, how many times do you want to go if they're just, oh, bah humbug, or, oh, it's just too, oh, it's not, you know, it's heavy, it's just uncomfortable, right? Not good.
Absolutely. So I'll
so you
story
that's
up with him, but let me just, I'll just finish the story because he, so we did this video and we totally brought his personality to life. We messaged it spot on. You'll see it if you go to the Wow Package, www.thewowpackage.com. You'll see it in there. And then he, as soon as he had it done and produced, he was on the golf course. He whipped up, someone said, what do you do? He whipped out the phone and showed them. And on the spot, he got a sponsorship deal and a pre-order of 100 books. And he hadn't even finished writing
wow.
his book yet. He didn't even have a site yet.
Wow.
So the power of leveraging
Amazing.
A video. Now he's 81 years old. He's on his third book. He's got his own mastermind he's put out there. He's on fire. And so, and he also got seen for four, he got on four different TV shows and interviewed. And because this calling card video is his engine, he has leveraged that for all it's worth. And same this other before and
yeah.
after that, you, the stark difference. And so it's real important that you get those materials set up in that way that's that you can leverage, that you can put in front of people, that does the talking for you and magnetizes and, you know, it makes a huge difference. Same person, right? But when you package it the right
Absolutely.
Way, the perception and the connection to what you are about is a vast difference.
Huge. So how do they do that with you right now? I mean, you've got you have different programs, different packages.
So what I do, like, if you go to thewowpackage.com, you can watch and you'll see it
okay.
all there, and I'll tell you in depth what we do for folks. And then from there, I invite people to do a one-on-one success session for one time only. You can have it discounted, and you can have my brain for an hour, and I will help message it, help you brand, and the strategy that's going to help you monetize, all this stuff. And then if, from there, you want to explore doing the Launch You Now done for your service, because we're all so busy, we want it done, right? And to try to figure it out yourself drives you batty. So to be able
Exactly.
to have it done in the way you know works, especially for busy types, it's priceless. And if that was something that at the end of that session, if someone wanted to then do the Launch You Now service, we'll talk about, you know, what that would entail for them and what they want, and then apply whatever that one-on-one session was towards the investment for the Launch You Now done for your service. So that's how they can do it.
That's
go to
my
Wow Pack. Go ahead.
Now, can they do that virtually with you, or do they have to come out there, or –
Oh, gosh, good question. Of course, virtually. Yes, thank you. I always assume people know it's virtual. thank you. Yes, it's by Skype. I do it by Zoom, which is a better version of Skype. I can do Skype, too. But, you know, can be phone if you don't want to be on video. But it's definitely remote. In fact, I worked with clients remotely in Hong Kong, in Australia, in the Netherlands.
And they
all their videos and everything from afar. They went into a studio, and I coached them while they're in that studio, and then, you know, we produced them on our own from there. But, you know, it's about mapping out the right messaging and make sure the branding's right. And how, you know, so it's the whole picture. It's not just the video. It's the way it all comes together.
No, absolutely.
You know.
But you're the
yeah.
pro. You're the expert. I mean, you know how to – you just have years and years and years of this, and it's just it's exciting. Because we only have one time to – our first impression is so important.
It is. And you know, let me say, because you bring that up, I also, because I've been in this business a long time, as have you, and we've seen a lot of people like to come at these kind of things from a template approach. And I
uh-huh.
beg of you, please don't take on a template approach. Please look for what's uniquely you. And that's what I love about doing this with people is diving inside their world and finding that secret sauce of who they are and bringing that to life. That is what you want to do as you look for how you're going to bring that forward. Don't just follow some templates. Templates can be helpful to, you know, spark ideas, But please don't squeeze yourself into a template. You're going to look like a robot. You're going to look like everybody else, you know. So this is about being you and your own person.
And being different and being willing to step out. And exactly. Well, you know, in real estate, I know that many people that are listening to this will appreciate and understand. In real estate deals, sometimes you come through deals, and whether it's commercial, residential, or whatnot, and everybody, the biggest key is negotiating, communicating, making everyone feel comfortable, dotting the I's, pulling it together, being the glue to keep it together. And once in a while, and I'm not trying to be negative, but you'll come across an agent or broker that you think, how could they sell? How are they selling any real estate? Because it's such a difficult process, you know, just to deal with it. And you know, it's you wonder what's going on, but this is fun. I love what you're doing. And
it's great. Yeah, no, it's real important. And then when you have a calling card video or some materials like that that does the talking for you, that's their first impression. And if it's done so powerfully, they're already on your side. It's like you don't have to work so hard to get that rapport. I mean, obviously, you want to still have that rapport. You want to continue to show up and care and be of service. But you've got a lot of the work done for you ahead of time, besides just magnetizing them to you, creating that first impression, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we want them to go to wowpackage.com.
The Wow Package. THEWOW package. Yeah.
Okay.
THEWOW package.com. Right. Yeah.
Right.
And then you'll see all those before and afters I mentioned and understand even further ideas. You could look at how you want to do what you would do. And if anyone wants to explore that 90-day mastermind, it also includes a one-on-one session with me in addition to the 90 days together. And that's Wow Your Life. And that particular link I'm giving you is a link that gives you 70% off. So it's like for practically nothing, you're getting to do it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that. That's really
My pleasure.
But yeah, we have to have you with the whole group. So when we do some of our other seminars, that's really, 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 it's so needed. This is night and day. I mean, and what you were talking about in the beginning, too, about gratitude and starting our day off and then ending our day off. Have you seen... I mean, they talk about, like, say, The Secret and other things. It's not like we can say, okay, let me have all of this happen and then just sit there. And just like in the Bible, it says, ask and you shall receive. You know, we have to do some of the work, right? We have to make the plan. And it's not just money. The gratitude, like you mentioned, even being happy just for seeing the birds and seeing whatever. And just really, it really comes back to you. I've seen it in my own life. We all get into funks, we all go through some trials and tribulations, and I've seen in those periods, I lost my brother 4 years ago, and I just wanted to die. I really was so depressed for 3.5 years,
wow.
And it was a bad situation that happened, and I'm coming back now, and I can see just such a difference in trying to get happy again and pulling ourselves through it, and so positive statements, the trying to forgive, because I say trying because it's easy to say forgive, but we have to work through it. And what you were saying in the beginning about making it a daily that you do in the 90 days, and I guess it sounds like you live it every day, is doing the gratitude and the positive and giving ourselves pats on the back, because that's something I think we're usually our own worst critics. And in the real estate industry, unfortunately, in the real estate industry, one thing I love about being able to speak and train when we're training is having a scheduled time. In the real estate industry, things are getting thrown at you constantly. I mean, you really, really have to have systems in place, or, you know, people, you may say, hey, life's great, this is wonderful. Meanwhile, there's all this stuff being thrown at you all constantly, you know, or you're delegating it to somebody else. Somebody's getting it, right? it's really... A balance to say, hey, the other thing I've noticed is we can take on when we're empaths and we have empathy, and a lot of people in real estate that do well are very empathetic, because it's part of the drive to put the deals together, connected, and care about the people, which is ultimately, you know, making it happen for everybody. One thing that happens is you take on all that energy. You're getting all that energy from all these people, right? And it's a matter of shielding that energy and trying to keep ourselves balanced. So it really is. It's a daily process. It's just ongoing, you know, to and I, with what you're doing, I just think it's so, because you I know you from, you know, you get it from, you're such an expert in thousands and thousands of hours. You totally are, and I've seen you in action, and you're just amazing to me. And I'd mentioned to you before, I just wish I could never do what you, I couldn't do it. I don't have your gift to get up and do, you're just, I can do the, you know, the sales and the empathy and love that, but you are just amazing when you get up and do the singing and the performance and everything you do, and it's so professional, but you really bring that back to your people through your heart and through your experience and tie it all together, and that's what I love about what you're doing. You have the whole package together and fast-forward it into our technology that we have today, and like you mentioned, don't use templates. I can totally get what you're saying, because the template would totally take away from making that person shine, you know, and being so different, so people know that there's a reason they want to work with that you, right? They want to work with the agents or brokers, knowing they have a heart, knowing they care. And unfortunately, this is unfair in a society, but it's reality. You know how you're treated differently if you're in sweatpants and no makeup versus when you're really, really dressed up and have your makeup on and are all put together? Have you, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, if you go to the store, in the old days we couldn't go to the store like that, but now you can go to the store in sweatpants. But just the difference in how people treat people is amazing, and I guess that it carries over. It sounds
and
like you just make it.
That's part of the non-judgment, Because we're stopping ourselves from what could be possible if we go straight to judgment. Our pre-filters could nix right in the moment. You know, what could have been possible and maybe something amazing. How many times have we maybe made judgment about someone and then we find out later, oh, my gosh, that person's a billionaire.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, that person is this wonderful giving person that does work with refugees. And I thought they were a homeless person. I mean, whatever it might be, you know.
And you would never have found out or been able to help or do anything had you judged and just cut it off, you know. It's just, but unfortunately, we're getting judged all the time, so we have to show up well, and that's the, you know, that's some part of a fact of business, I guess. We have to do it, which is very, it's not easy. That's very difficult. It's funny, being in Hawaii, everybody's much more laid back. If you're too dressed, they really don't like it. And then on the East Coast, you better be dressed, right? I'm just, it's like two different worlds, right? So it's just, it's funny. I find it very interesting. But what you're doing is, what I love that you're doing too, is you make it sound easy. And it doesn't, I don't think it's as easy, but with training with you, you make it easy because you know the steps and you know, hey, do this, and you can critique everybody. And so, because we need, nowadays, it's so, we want to keep things more simple, right? There's just so much being thrown at us. And that's why I'm looking forward to that. Very impressed.
I think you said something very, first of all, I just want to thank you so much for what you just said. That really means a lot, and that's awesome. And that you, because you know there's different sides of me, that you kind of connected it all together that way. But also, you said something about, you know, that I want to just expand on, and that is that, you know, the WOW Mastermind, why that works so great is because we're in the energy, if you will, of each other to continue to lift up the spirit and keep the focus and support and encourage. And really, our energy is contagious. Whether it's bad energy, then that's contagious and someone has to try to slough it off. If it's good energy, people want it and it ignites even more good energy. And so the same with realtors, your energy is contagious to the person you're working with. So even if they're a not great energy person, if you come in with that good energy, you can help potentially shift that, or at least they're going to want to be around that more. Or even if they're a good energy person, because your energy is positive or is staying in that open space, it just allows more to happen. It's a more productive and a better space to play in, period.
I love it, because life is short and we got to have fun.
I
love it. It's so wonderful. Can you believe we're at the end of the show already? I just can't believe it.
Like
it just goes by so fast. And I am privileged to have you on the show today. I'm so thankful that you came on today, Lynn, because you just really are amazing. And I don't say compliments lightly. Anybody that knows me well knows that when I give a compliment, I mean it. I'm not one of these, you know, I love people and I will find a compliment in people, but I'm not one to just say something to say it. So I really mean it. And
oh, that's really great.
I'm so looking
Thank
forward
you.
To doing more with you, too, because this is great.
Me, too. And, you know, and I would love to stay in touch. So I definitely want to encourage folks to go to lynnrose.com, get the free goodies that I have there, a free song to get you inspired every day, and all sorts of goodies that you'll see there. And also, I do events. So if someone I did a big event. I think it was for Tom Ferry. Is that right? Mike Ferry? I forget which. The big real estate.
Yeah, definitely. Tom Ferry. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, and also, you know, so I love to do big events. If someone has something they want to make a recommendation for, hey, I'd love to come do that for you. Certainly check out wowyourlife.com or the wowpackage.com, two different things. But wow is my overriding brand that I tie into everything. So that's that.
I love it. I love
and
it.
Natalie, I am so
Thank
grateful
you, ma'am.
To you for bringing
Thank
me
you
to
so
your
much.
Folks and to be able to connect with you.
Thank you, ma'am. I hope to talk to you soon and have you and get everybody going. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.
I think it's going to hang up on us.
Okay.
I was going to, Lynn, I was going to call you back on the other line real quick. I think it'll,
okay.
Thank you so much. No, thank you so much because what you're doing is, I know you're swamped and is perfect for what we're trying to do with everybody. And I need to do my stuff too. So that would be, that's fantastic. I'm sorry I botched it in the middle and break it in there. It was one of these days. Usually I'm more awake. It's always some. You know, we always have a lot of stuff we're doing.
Oh yeah. Oh and, no worries. I'm really grateful that we went ahead and made this happen. Especially because it kind of made me kind of get out of bed and get moving, where I might have just stayed in bed and been horizontal. And I feel all the better for doing that. You know.
I love
and,
it.
You
I love
are
it.
Wonderful. It's so great to reconnect with you, and, you know, I really appreciate it.
And you too. We have a lot going on that I'd love to get you into, you know, so we'll, because it's it'll be a really good situation.
And, well, do you want to set a time, some time to talk further about that?
What's good for you? I'd love to. I know today I don't want to get your, what's good for you?
Let me go look at that.
Let me grab my book. It's so different, Lynn, between Hawaii and Maryland. It's like I jump into two different worlds. Well, all the others, we deal with people in other places too. But it's really funny. It's been a good experience, though.
Yeah.
No, it just
Oh my gosh. I have something. I'm realizing something weird's going on.
Did you have to do it right now?
See. Okay, sorry. No. I was looking at my calendar and I thought, oh no, my plan's all wacky. I was looking at the wrong week. That was why. Okay. Plan time. Friday the 19th is a possibility, or any time after that. I'm kind of consumed. I mean, I could potentially actually, maybe while we're still fresh in this conversation, where all the rest of life starts catching up to us, we could talk to on Friday. And
okay.
Does that work
Friday,
for you or
what
not?
Time, this Friday the 12th?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Friday's perfect. I've got some closings. I'm just going to be, because I'm doing things virtually. I may be in the car. What time are you thinking?
I'm looking at that. Just think. As best I can.
I've got one 10 in the morning, and then I have another that's just going to record 10 East Coast, so I'm good there because that's only 7 your time. I'll do virtually, and then I'll be on the road for a little while, so I can always talk to you from the car too.
So how is 11 a.m.?
11 your time, it'll be 2 mine. That's perfect.
Okay. I'll put that in there. Ta-da! Great.
So you have a dog. What kind of dog do you have now?
Oh, did you hear him in the background and I didn't?
No, not at all. No. I remember you had a cat way back when I before in California. I didn't know you had a dog, so that's what
yeah.
I was wondering. No,
oh,
you didn't. Your dog was fine. I love dogs. That's all I'm asking. Your dog didn't go off at all. No, you didn't.
I just wonder how you knew I had a dog. Maybe you saw me on Facebook or something.
Oh, because earlier you said when I called you real quick on the cell, you called me on the cell. You said you had to do something with your boyfriend. You had to walk your dog. That's what I was saying. Because I remember before you had a cat.
That's right.
You lost your baby. That's right. Your cat. I'm so sorry. I'm sitting here bringing up, and then I'm remembering. My brain today has been off a little.
It's okay. No, I know it's what happens in life, you know. And actually, if my cat, my soulmate cat, who it was definitely hard when he died, but once I felt ready, 9 months later, I then started looking for a dog. And 9 months of looking, I knew I'd find the right one when it was time. And I knew in the moment I saw him, and he is a special, special dog, soulmate dog, and had him 11 years now, I think.
It's been that
and
long.
So he's
about, my God, where does the time fly?
He's 12 and a half. Yeah.
Is he really?
Right? Yeah.
Wow, where does the time go by? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Oh, God, that's amazing. Well, that's great. What kind of dog is he?
He is a Papillon mixed with something. It looks like a little
yellow. Oh, how precious.
It's all love, too. Yeah.
Aww.
You have animals, too?
My two dogs are buried in Hawaii. I had them. I need to get animals again, but I'm traveling a lot. So, and my son's 37 now, so he doesn't live with me. And so, of course, I don't have any. I'm by myself right now, so I don't have anybody to watch them. So I'm constantly, because I'm on the planes a lot, and I have to work that out. It's harder taking animals back and forth between Hawaii and Maryland because they have to fly under the cabin, and I don't want to do that to them. So yeah, my two guys, I had two, Shepherd and Husky and Golden Retriever and Lab. They're both buried in Hawaii. I took them to Hawaii in '99, and they lived their lives out. So one was 15 and one was 12. So yeah, but I love animals. Oh my gosh, I'll work it in again. Just have to find. I can't put them in kennels when I go, so you know I have to make it work.
Can you take a small one, though? Cody goes under the
Well, you know,
seat.
That's what I did. I was trying to figure out if I could take small ones, and they put them under the cabin, too, if you're going over the ocean. You know, if it was
really?
Just the intercontinental. In the 48 states, you can do it. But going to Hawaii, yeah, you have to put them underneath. That's what I've been told, unless anything's changed. You know, and people are taking dogs on planes as service animals, but I can't do that when I really don't need one. You know, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because there's some... Thing, so.
I was about to say,
but it's all
as
good.
A service animal, you could. yeah.
I mean, yeah, as a service animal, you know, I guess
it.
I could say I have anxiety or something. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble, though. They have, but yeah. So I'll figure it out. They had but it's all good. It's all good. So
it is.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am, so much.
On
you were great.
Friday.
Yes, perfect. I'll talk to you then, and I'll send you a link to this today.
Oh, good.
I'll send you a link
to
the show so you can hear it, and then you know you can do whatever you want with it and
share it,
split it up. You know how to split them all up. Yeah.
Right.
Or take a minute, huh? Okay.
I said, sure enough, and will do.
Perfect. Love it. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Darrell, I'm going
to
go.
All right, I'll talk to you Friday. Have
a
good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much, Natalie. Have a good one.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate it. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.